For Michigan Radio, this is Bringing Up Detroit. I'm Zach Rosen. When we talk about immigrant communities in Detroit, the Hmong don't usually come up in that conversation. The ethnic group from Southeast Asia began settling in Northeast Detroit's Osborne neighborhood in the years after the Vietnam War. More recently, many of Detroit's Hmong families have left the city for Warren and Sterling Heights, but there are still Hmong families living in Osborne. Let me introduce you to one of them. The other day, Micah Chang Googled her first name. She didn't know what it meant.
As a girl's name is of Japanese origin, and the meaning of Micah is beautiful aroma.
Oh, it means beautiful. Mika! That's how Hmong people pronounce my name.
When she's home, Micah is usually on her laptop.
Oh, there's a Genesee Valley Mall that has an anime store.
She loves Japanese anime. And also, Domino's Pizza. Micah's older sister, Shannon, is treating everyone to pizza.
Yeah, thank you. Have a nice day.
You too. Thank you.
Yay! This is like the bomb.
Micah has 10 siblings.
Okay, Galia's the youngest. I'm the second youngest. B's the third oldest. Bao's the fourth oldest.
Some of them live in Osborne with Micah's dad and stepmom.
Shannon's the next oldest.
Others, like Shannon, have moved out. Some go to college, some work. For the kids that are still in the house, they're expected to live by Richard Chang's rules.
Starting January 5th, 2015, Richard Chang rules, which is my dad's rules.
Micah's reading off a little handmade poster that her dad put up on the living room wall.
Number one, no school, no work, don't matter who it is.
saying that if you don't go to school, you can't work, is that what that means?
Yes. Number two, no church, no work, take it or leave it.
Almost 20 years ago, Richard Chang and his family left Detroit for Warren. That's where a lot of Detroit's Hmong population has been moving. But when Chang lost his job in 2008, he was working at a Ford plant, he says he couldn't keep up with the house payments anymore.
So I had to let it go.
So the Changs moved back to Osborne and bought a house for $10,000. By the time he returned to his old neighborhood, many of Richard Chang's Hmong neighbors were gone.
Used to be this street all the way to 7 Mile, a lot of more people live here. And now all the house sold out.
There are still some Hmong families in Osborne, but not nearly as many as there used to be.
This place sucks. I can't ride my bike anymore.
Why?
Well, you know, the neighborhood's not safe enough.
Has something happened, or you just kind of have that?
No, you have the feeling.
Micah's a 10th grader at Osborne MST. That's Osborne Math, Science, and Technology. It's a DBS school that used to be part of the old Osborne High. But in 2009, the large high school was divided into three small schools, Osborne Evergreen Academy, Osborne College Preparatory Academy, and Osborne MST.
I feel dumb. I used to be like as smart as my friend Alexis, or maybe even smarter, and on the same par as my friend Amy, who's a straight-A student.
You went to school with them in Warren?
Yeah, back in Warren. But now, like, when I see their work, I'm like, what is this? I don't really blame the teacher. I don't blame the students either. I don't know who to blame. Like, most of the time, like, if the teacher is teaching, they'd be like, I don't get this, and we never move on. And even if we did ever move on, half the kids wouldn't even know what's going on. Most of the time, not even myself, because the teacher has to speak over everybody that's talking.
But then there's Mr. Peck.
He is the best Spanish teacher I've ever had in my life. I know more Spanish probably than I do Hmong. Well, like, know how to speak it more than I do Hmong.
But Micah is thinking about leaving Mr. Peck and MST for Osborne Evergreen next year. She's got the ACTs coming up, and she thinks Evergreen's math teachers are better than the ones at Osborne Math, Science, and Technology. But Micah says what she really wants is to feel like she's getting as good an education as her old friends in Warren are getting. For Michigan Radio, I'm Zach Rosen. I'll be following the Changs all year, along with two other families, the Lumpkins and the Fletchers. To hear all the stories from this series, subscribe to the Bringing Up Detroit podcast at the iTunes Store. Our series is brought to you with support from the Skillman Foundation. Kids matter here. Music from today's show comes to us from Omar Ajluni, a.k.a. Oja. Hear more of his stuff at salvadoria.com. Thanks for listening.